Hello, and welcome back to the Rat's Nest Podcast. Today is a patron-voted episode, and the patrons have voted for trying new firmware. So here I am with the Phaserville suite on the Ornament and Crime. I'm using the Polydiv applet, which is just a bunch of clock dividers that you can set and then turn on for each channel. You've got an A and a B channel. You can have four different clock dividers. Right now I've got a 4, a 3, and a 5 going, and that's triggering the dual Turing machine, which is on the other applet. What I love about this is it has a built-in slew. You can hear there's a little bit of portamento between the notes, and that is just on board. I don't have to run it through a maths channel or a slew limiter applet, which is pretty cool. So I already like that. And I also kind of like this Polydiv applet. It's a fun way to create polyrhythms and other just fun rhythms. I've played with the Euclid X applet as well. Great improvement on the Euclidean rhythm applet that was already on the Ornament and Crime hemispheres. And then the DivSeq, which is a sequence of clock dividers. So you can have, you basically kind of create your own trigger sequence, and you're just setting how long each of the notes are, if that makes sense. But right now we're in Polydiv, we're in dual Turing machine. I also really like the Pigeons applet, which is like a Fibonacci sequencer kind of thing. Also very fun. But we are listening to the angle grinder using an envelope for maths to open up the VCA, as well as modulate one of the wave shaping sliders. Otherwise, we would just get a sine wave. So that's just getting brighter as the envelope opens up, essentially. And we are going through another new firmware, the Melotus Versio, which I have loaded up on the Desmodus right now. Before I continue, I am also sending a stepped random voltage to the fall time of our maths envelope. And we're also going through the Pico DSP before the Melotus, but right now we are dry on that. I was just messing with some of the stuff on the Melotus, which is like the granular effect. Let's turn up the Pico DSP and hear how it sounds. So unfortunately, I don't have a little overlay for the Desmodus, or for the Melotus. Right now, I've got the Cohere all the way up, the delay all the way up, and I am in the clock mode, and I'm clocking the Melotus with our clock from the Pico R&D. Tone is at 12 o'clock, though that is what I was messing with earlier. It adds like a cool octave up effect, which I think is really sick. then go down. Also sounds really cool. I think there's something else added to that, but I don't remember what it is. Sparse is all the way down, so we actually have a lot of grains. If I turn that up. So now it's like really sparse. Obviously, I like a nice wash of grains. And then our length is also all the way up. Turn that down. But of course, right now we're only using one side of each of the applets. So let's get something else going. Probably gonna use the Cursus, if I had to guess. Actually, you know what? Let's use the Black Wavetable VCO. Thank you. also just got the black wavetable VCO going through the Mimeophone. With an envelope from Mads, of course, and just using the other output of that polydiv applet. And then I switched up which ones were on. Right now I've got 4 and 5 on the angle grinder and 3 and 7 on the black wavetable VCO. Of course, I've got the Mimeophone tempo synced and everything, and I'm modulating the wave CV on the black wavetable VCO with the diode chaos. Of course, something also very amazing about the Phaserville 1.7 Ornament and Crime firmware is that you can save and load presets, and loading the presets you could do it like performatively. So I can like load up, so I just saved this. I can go to another thing where I've got another dual Turing machine, or perhaps a Pigeons applet, and we can load that and hear how it sounds. So yeah, that's fun. Should probably set them all to the same key though. And I think maybe Pigeons does it a little differently or something. But I really like the slew in the dual Turing machine. Makes it really useful. And it sounds nice. So let's see, I guess let's add another voice to this patch. So I'm just using the random pulse out from the Pico R&D to trigger an envelope on the rampage, which is opening up our VCA for the curse us, as well as using the rising trigger to go out to our other ornamented crime, which has the original ornamented crime firmware. I'm in Quantermain, just got another internal Turing machine loaded up in the same pentatonic minor, and I am sending that sequence to the curse us. Of course, I am using the diode chaos to modulate the structure as well as the tilt, and I've turned the edge all the way up, so we've got like a nice bit crush bass sound. And we are going through the data bender, which I've actually just kind of turned off the bend and the break. It sounds great just as like a straight kind of stutter freeze effect. Sounds awesome. So, of course, to finish it off, we've got some drums, courtesy of the Numeric Repetitor and Sampling Modulator, as well as the Kraken for the snare from WMD Devices, the Basimila Ceteritas Alter for the hi-hat, of course, from Noise Engineering, and the Schlab SVF filter, self-resonating with an envelope going to the filter cutoff as well as the VCA for a nice kick sound, using the prime output from the Numeric Repetitor for the kick. The sampling modulator is triggering the head on the Kraken. Product 2 is triggering the rim, and then product 1 is triggering the Basimilus. And of course, we're going to the VCF 3DB to shape those drums. And I'm sending some noise from the Pico R&D to the in on the sampling modulator. And we're sending that stepped CV out every time the snare head triggers to change the prime on the Numeric Repetitor, which changes our kick, hat, and rim pattern. At some point I changed over to Div Seek instead of the Poly Div on the Ornament and Crime with the new firmware. Yeah, I think that about does it for this patch. As always, if you'd like to support this podcast, you can head on over to patreon.com/nullphiinfinity. That's NULLPHI infinity. And you can get bonus episodes, patch notes, raw modular recordings, and you can vote in the polls, which decided the patch direction of this episode, I suppose. Other ways you can help out is just, you know, sharing the podcast, rating it 5 stars, all that good stuff. And, of course, if you don't want to make a recurring donation, but you just want to throw a couple dollars my way, I have a Bandcamp. Purchase some digital music at nullphiinfinity.bandcamp.com. Should have some shirts soon. Perhaps for the podcast, perhaps just for Nullphi Infinity as a musical entity. But either way, keep an eye out for that. And yeah, let's give a shout out to the patrons who voted for this episode. Shout out to Gray Series, David J, Patrick O'Brien, Joby Springsteen, Tom Davis of the Patched Podcast. Check it out. It's another patching podcast from Maryland. Shout out to Rick Post, Tiny Frames, John Bruce, James M. Bland, No Elbows, Joshua Crutchfield, Oscar Brask, and Zoe Asta. Thank you all for supporting the show. It helps a lot. And as always, I will see you next time for more patching.